Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, July 14th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Lou Ann Wall. Lou Ann and her husband Terry are very active in the ministries of Mountain Brook Baptist, and I can't wait for you to get to know her more at the end of the podcast. Thank you, Lou Ann, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today, Mary. We've been trying to do this for about 2 years, so we finally got to meet up. Our reading today is Mark 2, 1 through 12. When he entered Capernaum again after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So many people gathered together that there was no more room, not even in the doorway, and he was speaking the word to them. They came to him bringing a paralytic carried by four of them. Since they were not able to bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and after digging through it, they lowered the mat on which the paralytic was lying. Seeing their faith, Jesus told the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." But some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does he speak like this? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Right away, Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were thinking like this within themselves and said to them, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he told the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately he got up, took the mat, and went out in front of everyone. As a result, they were all astounded and gave glory to God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this."
Thank you so much, Lou Ann, for joining the podcast today. I want to hear a little bit about you and your family.
I grew up in Atlanta, and I have two older sisters, Lynn and Lorraine. One lives in Noonan, Georgia, and the other one lives in Jacksonville Beach. Terry and I have three children and four grandchildren and one on the way. And we also have a new golden retriever, Marshall.
Aww.
Our grandchildren age and range from 9 years down to 21 months. Terry also grew up in Atlanta, and he has two older brothers.
Well, that's a good segue to the next question I have for you. How did you meet Terry?
Well, I have one version, and Terry has another version, but I'll give you my version.
Okay, I'll have to have him on to get his
That's
version.
Right. Terry and I met in the 10th grade at Sylvan High School. We were in the same homeroom, and the first day of school, my mother told me that there was a new boy in my homeroom that she had met previously at George High School. And all I could think about was this guy, and I thought my mother had lost her mind that she wanted me to meet this guy. So the next day, I made an introduction to Terry. I asked him when his birthday was and found out our birthdays were a day apart. So that was our introduction to each other, and we've been married for almost 46 years in August.
Okay, so where did you go to college?
Okay, Terry went to Georgia, and I got my undergraduate at Georgia Southern, and then I got my master's at Georgia.
Okay, so what would you say in response to "Go Gamecocks"?
Go Dogs.
Exactly. Okay, I want to hear a little bit about what you studied at Georgia Southern and then when your master's and your career.
Okay, I always wanted to be a PE teacher. My mentor in high school was Jackie McKenzie, and so I decided I was just kind of following in her footsteps. I never really had an elementary PE teacher growing up, but when I got to Georgia Southern, that's what I fell in love with. After Terry and I got married, I went to Athens and got my master's in physical education up there, too. I taught at Riverdale Elementary for about 14 years, and then I taught in Memphis for a year, and then I taught in Crestline for a long, long time.
And when you guys moved to Mountain Brook, did you immediately come to Mountain Brook Baptist, or I kind of want to hear that story?
Well, Terry met Baker Crowe at a bank conference over in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And literally, we had just moved here. We might have been here 2 weeks. And Terry came home, said, "Hey, I met Baker Crow. He's invited us to Mount Brook Baptist." So we went to church, came to church. Baker met us at the front door. And Emilara Patrick, who was children's minister at the time, met us because we had the 3 kids in tow. And she took them to Sunday school, and Baker took us to the Mizpah class, and we are still at the Mizpah class. And this was probably in 94, so we've been members for quite some time.
Okay, before I get too far into your faith story, I want to hear a little bit about your personality. What are some of your hobbies and your interests?
I would say, because being a PE teacher, I've always remained active. And I retired 5 years ago, but I still try and be involved with something at the school, go volunteer or something. But then I do yoga. I walk every day, and I have a streak going right now. I have 844 days of 10,000 steps.
Wow. Are you serious?
So, yes.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Okay. Are you a beach lover or a mountain lover?
Well, since we have a beach house at St. George Island, I would say I'm a beach lover.
Yes, I think that's appropriate. How did you get to listening to Project 119?
Well, since we're at the beach a lot, I kind of, you know, miss out on the small growth groups and everything. So I was thankful that our church has Project 119.
I want to hear a little bit more about your dog listening along, too.
So we had a golden retriever, Tank, who passed away about a year and a half now. And in the mornings, he would like to go outside, and behind our house, we have a little thing. We call it Tank's Pavilion. And we would go out there and sit, and I would turn on the podcast, and I would drink my coffee, and he would bring his little green toy out and lay his head down on it and listen to you talk for your Bible reading. And then as soon as it was over, he was like, "Okay, time to go in." And in he went.
Well, I love Tank, and I love that story. Such an encouragement to me. Luann, you are very involved in the ministries of Mount Brook Baptist, and I want to hear about a few of those ministry opportunities that you've engaged in. What are some of your favorites? What are some things that you would encourage us to check out?
Well, I've always done Vacation Bible School, which we're in the throes of that right now. And I don't know, I just love coming up here during the summer and getting involved with the kids and working with Sharon. Back when we first joined, I played softball on a women's team with Sharon. Terry and I were involved in Builders for Christ for a few years. I'm pretty committed to Cooks on a Mission, and I love making scones. I'm on the scone team.
And those are delicious, by the way. Which is your favorite scone that y'all make?
I like the blueberry.
Okay.
I also am on the card team, and we send cards to the shut-ins and just various other people in the church.
Now, you have a giftedness that I see as it relates to celebrating people and grieving with them in times of need. In fact, that's why we pursued you for the card ministry, but you have a wider net than that. How do you keep up with all the different birthdays and how you send out cards?
I just have on my big paper calendar, I'll write down everybody's birthday that I want to send a card to and try and keep up with it. My mother was a card sender also, so I guess I just picked up the love of sending cards from her.
Okay, do you have a favorite Bible verse that you might share with us?
I was thinking about this, and I've heard people recently, I think it was Kathleen, and it was Mac last week. They used also this same verse, but it was Psalm 23. When I was in first grade, my first grade teacher, Ms. Warner, would get us to recite Psalm 23 every morning after we did the Pledge of Allegiance. So basically, that was like my first verse that I always remember.
You know, after Mac was on the podcast, we began with our kids to teach them Psalm 23. And so we've made it about a third of the way through. But I think it's just a meaningful exercise. And it's neat to know that your first grade teacher also taught you that psalm. Would you tell us your story of how you came to faith in Christ?
I have always been in church. My mother was in charge of the nursery at our church in Atlanta. So basically, I was probably on the cradle roll from day one. They always had us up there. I did sunbeams, I did GAs, I did training union that people probably don't know what that is now. But I've just always been involved with the church, Capital View Baptist in Atlanta, and our youth minister / recreation minister was Lloyd Tripp, and he's the one that got me involved in softball and basketball, so therefore that kind of led to the PE career.
Luann, is there a certain season or a time where you sensed the Lord's nearness or you saw Him at work around you?
Yes. Terry had to have open heart surgery in 2017, and it was just totally out of the blue. He went in to have a stent, and the next thing we knew, we were doing open heart surgery the next day. And Wayne was up there with me the first day when we were going in with the stent, and when, you know, the doctor came out and said, you know, we're doing open heart surgery, Wayne was just there, and I felt just comfort, just him just sitting there. I wasn't really talking to him or anything. We were trying to process everything. And then the next day for surgery, Wayne was there, Sharon was there, Hope Heimer, who's a member here, my best friend, she was there too, and it just felt, you know, I felt so much love and comfort with all of them there. I believe Doug was out of town, and he showed up the next day. So, you know, and a lot of church members had come by. They couldn't see Terry, but, you know, I got to see him. And it just brought comfort to me knowing that the church was giving us so much support.
You know, you have given so many people that same support. So I'm glad that you felt the love of Christ through the fellowship of Mountain Brook Baptist. Thank you so much for joining today. I wonder if you would close our time together with prayer.
I will, Mary. I say this prayer protection every morning. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is.
Amen.